T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
.315 to play in the half. The clock turns. Pittsburgh leads Jacksonville 10-3. Shotgun for Jake Luton. They blitz. He drops. Jake fires toward the end. The ball's tipped up into the air, and it's going to be picked off. Along the left sideline, they are running it back. It was tipped. 40-yard line. That is where Minka Fitzpatrick is brought to the ground. He fired it toward the end zone. It was tipped into the ground, or tipped into the air, rather. Fitzpatrick picked it off and ran it all the way back out past the 45-yard line of the Steelers. First down from the 20 of Jacksonville, 6:48 to play in the game. Offset eye, play fake, Roethlisberger fires middle of the field. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. Eric Ebron right down the middle of the field made the catch. It's going to be a touchdown, and the Steelers have extended the lead at TIAA Bank Field.
We're not chasing perfection in terms of 16-0. We're chasing a Lombardi. So that's the most important thing for us, is we just have to focus on this week and playing our best 1 week at a time.
At the 29 of the Ravens, Henry gets the carry running left. Henry to the 25, Henry to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5.
Yes! Oh, yes! 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 Yes!
Touchdown, Titans! As the Titans will run out of Baltimore with a shocker in OT.
Oh, yes!
Did I say yes?
Yes.
Two losses in a row, games we should have won. We had the hiccups in the game, but we still got to keep fighting through it. You know, that team, really like that team, wanted it more than us. You know, they were playing physical.
On another Victory Monday. 10 of them now. Pony and Muller, presented by Schaefer Luana, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. Steelers 27, Jags 3, and the Titans come from behind. OT win in Baltimore yesterday to drop the Ravens to third place in 6-4. With the Jags radio network, Big Ben, the Titans radio call, Lamar Jackson, and Skinner, who I guess is from Jacksonville. I just found that out today. Did you know that, Chris?
Wait, so they did the song Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes.
Which is by far their most famous song.
Yes. But their roots are in Jacksonville, which you called, I think. Didn't you call Jacksonville, Florida, Southern Alabama on Friday?
No, I called it Southern Georgia. Oh. It wouldn't make sense if it was Southern Alabama. Yeah, they are from... So that's like Creedence Clearwater Revival trying to masquerade as a Southern rock band, despite the fact that they were all just like California surfer dudes, basically.
Are you trying to work as a credible journalist, Chris? It's the same thing. You trying to masquerade as a Big J journalist?
No, he would say something like, Malzi, I know you're not trying to masquerade as a journalist. You wouldn't know where a locker room was if one appeared in your living room. Be something that I saw he went to his old greatest hit today. He put up a poll
Stunts
question.
And duds?
No, he might have. I don't know if they did
stars
like an LVP.
Stiffs.
Yeah, stars and stiffs, studs and duds.
Hidden plays.
Steelers breakdown, key decision. These were always the toughest games to do that whole like regimented breakdown for, by the way, because I would just be
I don't want to do
going,
that today.
God,
I don't want to do
God,
any of
nothing
that.
Nothing mattered to me.
I don't
well,
want
no, he did one of his poll questions though, where he put in no way Malzi made 9 threes, which just means he doesn't actually care about the real answer. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. I want to just say this right out in the open here to get it out of the way. And this won't be the only time we probably talk about it today, but I just want to make sure we do it to start. This story with the Ravens positive test that I mentioned in the headline. The one thing I'm going to point out about this story is, and this is, I think, this is a good way of looking at it right now. I think it's encouraging that no insider has taken this information and has speculated that the game isn't going to happen on Thursday, which I expected right away. Here comes the statement from the Ravens. Here comes all the NFL people retweeting it or putting it in their own words, like acting like they got the information privately. And nothing off of that made it seem like the game is in danger. Schefter didn't say that. Lockenfora hasn't said that. Rappaport hasn't said that. Really, no one has made it seem like this game now is going to get postponed or pushed back to a later day. If this were September or early October, the NFL back then had a different policy when it came to positive tests. They have moved their goalposts, and they have played a lot of these games. So I would anticipate right now that the game will go on, just based on the reaction that I've seen from people that are much more tied into the people at the very top, right? I mean, that to me, I think, is obvious. If this game were in trouble, I think right away Schefter would have fired off a tweet to get, you know, hundreds of thousands of retweets that said this game might not happen now on Thursday.
And then Rappaport would say big news, and then somebody else would say damn, and they would all get, they would do huge numbers. You know, what's interesting to me about the statement is it does not specify that it was players.
Right.
Multiple members of the Baltimore Ravens organization. And I mean, hearing you say it in the headline right there sort of drove it home for me. I think you would be getting a lot more of the doom and gloom that you're talking about here if the people whose job it is to either find out this information, like the story behind the story, or get fed the story behind the story, like the chef, not Schefter, but some of the other people maybe. If it was a bunch of players, I think you would already have heard about it, right?
Well, no, by five on that. I mean, they have to put the COVID reserve list out in 3 hours, and if players are testing positive, they'll be on there.
Yeah, my bet would be if it's players, it might only be players singular. But the fact that it's members of the organization and the fact that what you just said is true, that nobody has come out and said this game's not happening, it could just be the NFL saying, screw it, we're putting a game on Thanksgiving, come hell or high water. Or it also could be that it's like random people within the organization that no public, you know, no fan would know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when Marlon Humphrey,
you don't want anyone to get it. Obviously,
when Marlon Humphrey tested positive, we found out. You know, right now we knew that.
Why?
About
because
his
people are putting because people are putting bets in on this game already. No, I'm serious. I mean, I'm not one of those people that likes to make things all about.
Well, wait a minute,
by
hey
any
Craig,
stretch,
but go
like,
to BetQL.
That is absolutely
is the
part
game
of it.
Is the game still listed? I mean, that would also be kind of relevant to this. Have the odds makers already panicked and said, "Well, wait a minute, we got to take this game down
here,
until we
look.
Find out."
I still see it.
Okay, what's
so
the
I'm
line?
On
Steelers 3?
Minus 3.
I'm on DraftKings right now. Steelers are 4.5.
Oh wow.
Which is interesting in and of itself.
Well,
but yeah,
that,
the line is
okay,
still listed.
Okay, so that's a good segue, because before this story came out, the direction I was going to take the show at the start anyways was going to be the how both of these teams, these rivals, are going in different directions right now. But the Steelers can eliminate the Ravens from the AFC North race Thursday night. They can knock them out. And I think talk show hosts, what they like to do, what people like me like to do, is they like to gloat when they're right, and when they're wrong, just pretend like it never happened. Isn't that
you?
Kind of? I'm painting. What's the big Afro guy from PBS that liked to paint? What's his
Bob
name?
Bob Ross.
I'm painting with my Bob Ross broad brush here. I think that characterizes
I like to do
a lot
the opposite. No, I like
well,
to do the
that's
opposite.
You're self-loathing, and yes, you like.
Well, did you see what I did? I went back before some idiot could send it to that old takes goofball. And found my tweet predicting a 9-7 regular season and an eventual loss to Mahomes in the playoffs, which still might happen, and said, like a fine wine, so that I could make fun of myself before anyone else could get a hold of it. They're at the Ravens, though. Did you read Jason Lockenfora's kind of breakdown of them? And he's local there. I know he does national stuff, Pony, and we've had him on many times, but he's a Baltimore guy. He painted an even bleaker picture about Baltimore than just the losing 3 out of 4 results would suggest.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that, you know, I was one to say, and I got accused of being a homer for saying this, not just locally but on my national show, that I thought the Steelers were better than the Ravens going into the season. But even as someone that is proud to now bring that back to light, I did not expect that before Thanksgiving the division race would be all but called. I mean, did not expect that it was going to be that easy between these two teams, that it was going to be almost farcical, the gap between these two teams. And if Lock and Forest point is that the Ravens are in deep trouble, I would say right now there's proof, there's reason to think that. They got, the second time this has happened against Tennessee for Baltimore, they got their manhood. They got castrated yesterday. The Titans were out there dancing on their logo before the game, and the only guy from the Ravens who seemed to be offended or put off by it was their coach. Their coach was getting into it with Titans players. I mean, that to me is such a poor reflection on the team, that Harbaugh was the most insulted by it. He's getting into a fight almost with Malcolm Butler. Where are his guys?
You wonder if that's just Harbaugh being Harbaugh, where he's insulted by anything that happens
to him. But a few years ago, Terrell Suggs would have punched somebody out over something like that.
Oh, no. There are Ravens players who would have gotten thrown out before the game started, a la Joey Porter and William Green, for such an offense. Lamar Jackson hit his own team. Did you see this one? I'm sure you did. With the, they wanted it more than us.
Well, we played it.
I mean, I was going to say, like, I was zoned out, like, to hear what he actually said, because I was just laughing about the fact that they lost that game. But, yeah, he hits his own team with, they wanted it more than us. You know what else is striking? It's, forget about, like, the, you know, the fact that Harbaugh's the only one matter. Jackson says that. They were, last year, an offensive force of nature, right? I went back and just looked. Regular season, they were putting up 400-plus yards of offense over half the time. Really good numbers, especially when they weren't doing it like a passing team like most teams do. They've done it twice this year in a game. Total offense, 400-plus. Texans in Week 2 and against the Steelers when they put up a ton of yards, but Lamar Jackson couldn't take care of the ball. Last 3 games for that team that's supposed to be so good offensively, 266 yards against the Colts, 357 in a game against New England, where I think you would agree with me, they absolutely got out-physicaled the same way the Texans got them, or the Titans got him. And then Tennessee, like you said, just absolutely bludgeoned them into submission, even with another 11-point lead for the Ravens, and they can't hold it.
Well, did you see how it's
they are taking
swung,
on water.
How it changed?
They're taking on water.
It was another play where Jackson, with a lead in the second half, decided to throw a ball on first down like it was a punt and launch it 50 yards in the air, and a Tennessee safety caught it like he was Ryan Switzer with a fair catch signal.
Their well, that's one thing. I mean, it's on
record
for me. You like
that one, Craig? You're nodding. You like that reference.
I did.
To Switzer.
I did walk through it. Sorry, I owed you better than that here. I did. It was nice. To me, their offense isn't the story here as far as their seeming demise, for this reason. I already went into this game thinking about it, thinking, like, the Steelers have Jackson's number. They understand how to turn him over at the very least, and they're getting Baltimore on a short week after a physical game. It's what their defense hasn't done that would alarm me. They're not that good against the pass anymore, and they're not that the Steelers try to run the ball that much, but they've given up almost 350 yards rushing the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The Titans, you understand it. The Patriots, though, like, a team that, again, was exposed as not being that good in Houston, losing to a 2-7 team. That's alarming, and I know that the schedule softens considerably for Baltimore, but suddenly that game against the Browns that they have in 3 weeks, if you want to look at them getting kill-shotted right out of the playoffs, Steelers beat them that Browns game with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. I'm not trying to pump the Browns' tires. I'm just stating as a fact here what Cleveland likes to do. Don't you look at that as a perilous game for them now if the Browns try to run it on them 50 times?
So, yeah, I mean, the Ravens – I don't really see many places on their team where you could make the argument that they have an advantage on the Steelers. Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger has been much better than Jackson this year. Lamar threw a 6 interception yesterday that matches last year's total. Roethlisberger threw an interception. We'll get to that later, but otherwise had another good game.
Skill targets are off the charts for the Steelers right now, just with their wideouts, I mean, are just alone.
Defenses, I think, are night and day, especially with Baltimore's injuries. They don't have Campbell right now. They don't have their nose tackle. The Earl Thomas disaster debacle before the
season
started.
Patrick Queen got slapped around yesterday.
So the defenses are going in different directions. The Steelers gave up a season best 3 points yesterday. I know it was against a horrible quarterback, but you get the point. And the coaches. I mean, right now, Tomlin's coaching staff and Tomlin himself look much better than Harbaugh and his guys. I mean, what you know you are embarrassed and you know you're in a bad spot when you don't even have the decency to shake a guy's hand after you lose yesterday.
I mean, well, that's just a classic Harbaugh maneuver. Truthfully. I mean, that's just like.
But if you're the type of guy where you beat the Steelers in a regular season game, right? And you get a Gatorade shower from your team. If you're going to be that guy, don't you have to own it when you lose at home? I think so. I think that's the way it should work.
Well, the whole point of being a petty, vindictive baby is that you don't own it when you lose. I mean, again, it runs in the family, and they even had somebody marry out of the family and marry Tom Crean, who might be a worse, you know, sore loser and sore winner than either of those two Harbaugh brothers.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder. Reminds you to text responsibly. So the Steelers have a 4-game lead with 6 left on the Ravens and can eliminate them from the division race on Thanksgiving night if that game gets played. And I'm thinking right now it still does. All right, coming up, Steelers insider Mark Cabali. Does he believe in the undefeated talk? I see Bouchette's the leader of that parade. And so I want to know what Mark thinks, his take on the Steelers blowout win and looking ahead to Baltimore on a quick turnaround Thursday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.